Time once again for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentleman. I'm back in the saddle again.
From Columbus, Ohio, for your friendly local merchant everywhere who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum, invites you to another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. Among those present are Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, Merle Travis, Carl Kontner's Melody Ranch Orchestra, and Johnny Bond. First, though, let's meet the boss man himself, Mr. American Cowboy Gene Autry.
Gold, eyes are blue, lips like cherry white. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm going to make her mine. I came down from Butte, Montana, for a little change of scene. And I stopped today in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen. Oh, I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kind of tight. So I held the ground and hung around, and I left on Friday night. Hair of gold, eyes are blue, lips like cherry wine. Prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm going to make her mine. I was kind of blue and lonely, so I took my horse and pack. And on Sunday morning was up and gone, heading south and riding back. At the gate I found her waiting, I was happy as could be. Then I told her that I loved her true, and she said that she loved me. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. Prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm going to make her mine. Well, thank you, friends and neighbors, and welcome to Melody Ranch. I'm just about to help myself to some delicious, refreshing double mint chewing gum. And you know, it's swell to have a treat that's so pure and wholesome that you can enjoy it any time you think of it. So, suppose you join me in chewing some grand double mint gum right now. And always carry a package of double mint with you so you can have some whenever you want. That's delicious, refreshing, double mint chewing gum. I like it.
Hi, Mr. Artery. Hi there. Boy, am I ever excited. My chance has come, and you're the first to hear the news.
Oh, boy. Now, wait a minute, Pat Buttram. Settle down. Huh? What news? What are you excited about?
Look at this newspaper here. The Sagebrush Dramatic Appreciation and Bail Bond Society is putting on a play.
Yes?
A real melodrama, and they're advertising for a leading man. They're looking for a new face, and I've got it.
Well, don't just stand there. Run home and get it.
Yeah. Very good. Run home and get it, yeah.
Now, look, Patrick. I didn't think that you'd laugh at my joke.
Oh, what was good enough for President McKinley is good enough for me. I ain't gonna...
Is that so? Well, now, don't get smart with me, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Artery. It's just that I feel so excited. Uh-huh. You see, I called up the Sagebrush Theater, and they said to come right down. So I went, and they give me the part to study. And here I am, almost a big star.
But, Patrick, you don't know anything about acting. Why, it isn't easy, you know.
Oh, acting comes natural to me, Mr. Artery. My uncle, Grease Paint Buttram, he was a famous actor. He played nothing but big parts.
I never even heard of him.
Oh, he was...
What big parts did he ever play?
You kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Well, you know them fake horses?
Yes.
You know, two fellers get inside of it, and yes, they do funny stuff?
Mm-hmm.
My uncle played the biggest part.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He played the part that couldn't see where it was going.
Well, it sounds like it was made to order for you.
Oh, no. I don't take a back seat for nobody, no. But I'm going to be a real big star, a Gary Cooper type, or a Allen type of a lad, or even a Rock type of a Hudson, maybe.
Well, you've got the build for it, all right.
Oh, Mr. Artery, you know something about acting now. Won't you sort of help me with the script a little?
All right, Patrick, I'll do what I can.
Good.
Well, let's just see how good a man you are when it comes to this acting.
I can do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say, this first scene is for a boy and a girl.
Well, now, that's a nice combination, I think. Now, what's the scene? Oh, boy, just watch old Buttram emote here.
Well, let's see here. Now, it says, as the scene opens, the boy and girl are drifting lazily down a romantic stream in a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the bow, and he's in the stern.
Well, can't you put us both in the middle and give me a fighting chance?
Now, look, Pat, get serious, or I'm not going to help you.
Oh, I'll be serious.
Now she looks at you with fire in her beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
And her luscious red lips seem to say, I'm yours, darling. Now, you know what to do?
Sure, I throw away the paddle and head for the girl. That's right.
No, you don't throw away the paddle.
Why not? I can buy a new paddle for a buck and a half anyway.
You're supposed to be playing hard to get.
Oh.
Now, pay attention, will you? Fine actor, you are.
Well, let's get back to the girl. Time's a waste.
Now, wait just a minute. Take it easy. Oh. Don't rush him like old Scoggins does.
No,
Now, you see, first you turn on the radio to get some nice, soft music.
Turn on the radio?
Yeah.
What for?
To put you in a romantic mood.
Mr. Artery, I was in the mood before radios was even invented. I gotta go study up on my part by myself. So long, Mr. Artery. You're not helping me a bit.
Well, so long, Patrick. Yes, sir, that guy has got more comebacks than a bad check. However, right now, let's listen to those saddle-scarred Cass County boys in Get Along, Little Dogies.
As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher all riding alone. His hat was thrown back and his spurs was a-jingling, and as he approached he was singing this song. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little doggie, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little doggie, you know that my owning will be your new home. It's early in spring that we round up the dogies. We mark them and brand them and bob off each tail. We round up the horses and load the chuck wagon and then put the dogies out on the right trail. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little doggie, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, little doggie, you know that my own and will be your new home.
Thank you there, Cass County boys. You've just given the folks a lift with that song. And friends, I'll remind you of the pleasant lift you get when you chew delicious, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum. That's why it makes real good sense to chew swell Double Mint anytime things start going wrong. You see, a healthful, wholesome treat like Double Mint can really work wonders when those little irritations begin to get in your throat or on your nerves. Because the easy, long-lasting chewing gives you a healthy, natural outlet for that feeling of pressure and tension. Yet, you just stick your teeth right into smooth Double Mint and chew away for a while. And you feel a lot more relaxed and satisfied. And that cool, clean Double Mint flavor freshens you. And that makes you feel better, too. So enjoy it often, every day. It'll do you good. Delicious, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum.
Winding through my song, weary waters on flowing, lonely river roll along. Tell my love I'm broken hearted, I know I was wrong. Weary waters keep on flowing, lonely river roll along. Tell her I'm waiting alone by the shore. Just say I'm pining to see her once more. Lonely river, my song. Weary waters, song flowing, lonely river roll along. Tell her I'm waiting alone by the shore. Just say I'm pining to see her once more. Lonely river in the moonlight, winding through my song. Weary waters keep on flowing, lonely river roll along.
Thank you, friends.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Can't get over how smart Champ is.
Oh, Champ's a smart horse, all right.
Why, this morning when I went out to feed him, he opened the stable door for me and hung my hat on the wall.
Oh, that's nothing. Did I ever tell you about the time he picked up a curry comb and got the burrs out of my whiskers?
Now, wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. Huh? You don't have to exaggerate when you talk about Champ. Why don't we just tell the truth about him?
Oh, like the time he saved our lives, maybe, huh? Up Redstone Canyon 3 or 4 years ago, remember?
Well, yeah, that's more like it.
Well, nobody's stopping you, Mr. Ardrey. Go right ahead and tell it, and don't leave nothing out.
Just for that, Patrick, I will. Well, Pat and I were riding in the foothills of Mission Range, looking for strays, when all of a sudden, Champ stopped cold in his track, reared up, and reached for the sky. Steady, Champ. Steady, boy. Easy.
What's the matter with him, Mr. Ardrey?
Oh, I don't know, Pat. Seems like he... Hey, look.
Huh?
Leaning against that rock.
Jumping tadpoles. Man looks like he's been shot.
Yeah. Come on, quick.
Yeah.
Oh. Easy, fella. Yeah. Easy. Here, try some of this water.
Yeah. Good. Gracias. Ringo.
What? Say that again.
Ringo.
Is he dead?
Yeah, Pat. I'm afraid he is. All we can do is...
Hey, look out!
Pat, hit the dirt.
Yeah. Why, that low-down, dry, gulching hoot owl.
Yeah, there he goes over the hill.
Oh, just let me get a bead on that side.
Oh, forget it for now, Pat. Let's take care of this man. We'll never catch him anyway.
Well, what are we going to do, Mr. Ardrey?
Get this man into sagebrush. Sheriff Dillon can take it from there. Well, we brought him in as soon as we could, Jim.
Well, thanks, Gene. All right, Jed. Take the body over to Doc Peters' office.
Is there anything I can do to help, Sheriff?
No need for a lawyer, Mr. Ransom. Not yet, anyhow.
Did you identify this man?
Well, a card we found in his pocket says Pedro Chavez. What I want to know is the name of the killer.
How about that, Mr. Autry? Did he tell you?
No, Mr. Ransom, he didn't.
Well, call on me anytime, Sheriff.
If we need you. Now, the rest of you folks move along. Come on now, get out.
Jim, there is something I haven't told you yet.
Oh, what's that, Gene?
Pedro Chavez did say something before he died. Just one word. Ringo.
Ringo? Hmm.
Does that mean anything to you? Somebody's name?
No, nobody around here. I remember an old mine called the Ringo up Redstone Canyon 3-4 miles. Ain't been worked in years, though.
I think Pat and I'll take a look up there, if you don't mind.
Suit yourself, Gene. But you're on your own.
I know that, Jim. I'll remember that. This is the Ringo Mine.
Mr. Ardrey, do we have to go any further? Old ghost mines give me goosebumps.
It won't hurt to take a little look. Let's try this side tunnel, Pat. Hey, wait.
Huh? Hey. What's that?
Back to the entrance, quick.
Huh?
Oh.
Somebody chop them timbers down to trap us, Mr. Ardrey.
Well, there's a tiny opening. If we can move this beam. Come on, help me.
Here we go.
Oh, we can't budge it. They left us here to die.
Well, there's one good chance of getting out alive.
Yeah? What?
Champ. Let's hope he's still out there. Champ! Champ! Can you hear me, boy?
Hey, that's him. That's him.
Listen, champ. Go home. Understand, boy? Go home.
He's going, Mr. Artery. He understood just what you said.
Let's hope so, Pat. Let's hope so. Well, Champ understood all right. A couple hours later, the boys followed Champ's trail. Pretty soon, we were breathing fresh air again. Just on a hunch, Pat and I got some samples of dirt from the mine, and late that afternoon, we took them into the county assayer's office.
Gene, if you're looking for silver, copper, or gold in this dirt, there's not a single trace.
What did you find out about the Ringo mine, Frank?
Well, it seems a claim was made out early in 1936, to a man named Pedro Chavez.
Holy smoke! That's the man we found shot to death.
That's right, Pat.
But I don't get it. He files a claim, then he deserts it, and then he comes back again and gets killed. Why?
I think there's a way to find out, if the sheriff will go along with my plan. Frank, do us a favor. Don't tell anybody we've been here.
Anything you say, Gene.
But why not?
Pat, somebody still thinks that we're trapped in that mine. Now it's our chance to trap him.
Sheriff, I still don't understand why you called me down here at this time of the morning.
You offered to help yesterday, didn't you, Mr. Ransom, when Gene brought that dead man in?
Yes, of course I did. As an attorney,
now
I...
Sit down. You'll be helping any minute now.
Well, what are we waiting for? Now, look, Sheriff, I'm a very busy man. I can't...
Good morning, Gene. Pat, come on in.
Good morning, Sheriff. Sorry we couldn't make it sooner, Jim.
Well, Autry, how did you... I mean...
What's the matter, Mr. Ransom? Didn't you ever see a couple of real live ghosts before?
Ghosts? I don't know what you mean.
I think you do, Mr. Ransom. Jim, take a look at this.
What is it?
A deed to the old Ringo mine, made out to Pedro Chavez. Mr. Ransom took it from Pedro's body yesterday.
That's a lie.
Then how come Pat and I found it in your office along with some uranium ore samples?
Why, I... You had no right to go into my office.
Shut up and let Gene tell it.
And, Mr. Ransom, you better listen.
Well, Pedro Chavez discovered uranium several years ago at the Ringo mine. He wasn't an American citizen, and he was afraid the government wouldn't let him keep it. Finally, just a few days ago, he decided to consult an attorney. That attorney happened to be you, Mr. Ransom, and you decided to get the mine for yourself.
Why, you're crazy. Autry, are you accusing me of murder?
Yes, and I should have known it from the start. When you asked me if Pedro told us who the killer was. Only Pat and I knew he wasn't already dead when we found him.
No wonder you tried to kill us, too.
Well, it looks like you just put a noose around your neck, Ransom.
All right, but I'm taking at least one man with me.
All right. Two can play that game, too, mister.
Now, try chopping down mine timbers with that arm, Bo Diddley.
Don't pester him, Pat. I think Mr. Ransom has enough to worry about already. Friends and neighbors, I know you've all seen pictures of abandoned ranch houses where the windows are out, doors are hanging on one hinge, old barns leaning so far south you'd think a north wind would blow them over. And there always seems to be the remnants of a broken down, dusty old wagon. And that just happens to be the subject of our cowboy classic for today. The wheel of the wagon is broken. Gonna turn no more. My days on the prairie are over. Deep round the old ranch door, there ain't any campfire a smoking where we sang when day was through. The wheel of the wagon is broken. Gone is the west I hear. Goodbye.
wagon is broken. It ain't gonna turn no more.
Goodbye, old faithful. There's a sign on the ranch for sale. Goodbye, old faithful.
Looks like the end of the trail. My days on the prairie are over. There's weeds round the old ranch door. The wheel of the wagon is broken. It ain't gonna turn no more.
Ain't gonna turn no more.
Mr. Artery, I think I get twice the usual fun out of these Melody Ranch parties. I enjoy them myself, and I get a real kick out of watching other folks enjoy them, too.
Well, Pat, I have a hunch you just spoke for everybody here. And I think I'm speaking for all of you good friends when I say that delicious, refreshing double mint chewing gum adds extra pleasure to all the day's activities. The smooth, steady chewing goes right along with work for fun. And that delicious double mint flavor is always so good. And it cools your mouth and keeps your taste fresh, too. So enjoy it soon and often. Delicious, refreshing, double mint chewing gum. Well, I guess that just about wraps it up for this week, folks. But this is Gene Autry for Double Mint, asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Now, where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentry, I'm back in the saddle again.
Gene Autry will be appearing in person with his big new hit show of 1956 on February 2nd in Rochester, New York, and on successive days in Providence, Portland, and Bangor, Maine, Manchester, Hartford, Connecticut, Kingston, and White Plains, New York, Hershey, and Philadelphia on February 11th and 12th. At the same time next week and over these same stations, the Wrigley people will again present Gene Autry. Dean Lewis speaking, in part transcribed. This is the CBS Radio Network.